picked up on Mark13News.com for March 12, 2022 is first of all a test for positive non-alignment, which is an article that says in the post-Cold War years, geopolitics was marked by three noticeable trends. A shift toward the economic combat is different from a military confrontation, recession of open warfare, and the rise of proxy war is a phenomenon of the unipolar world order, and a growing belief that there was scope for multipolarity in the new global environment, and within that are the two warring factions of Kenites using unipolar versus multipolar globalism to establish the vision of a new world order, as it's called, but they shall fail because there will be no new world order until the woe of the fifth trumpet when Satan and his angels get cast to earth. Up next, how the Ukraine war affects the world order, and within the article, the question is asked, does this mark the end of unipolarity and the beginning of a multipolar world? And the answer is obviously no, this being more propaganda from the Kenites on the multipolar end of the globalist spectrum. Edom means red, and the Russian Federation is the current king of the north, as you can see pointed out in the Daniel 11 hypothesis on biblicalresearchlabs.com. And finally, Turkey and Armenia, which are most likely Gomer and Togarmah in Ezekiel 38, continue normalization efforts as the Ezekiel 38 Confederacy continues to formulate up until the woe of the fifth trumpet when it becomes the bear of Daniel chapter 7. Linked up for March 13th is first of all Erdogan urges new global security architecture, followed by Turkey will not join sanctions against Russia, and finally Iran nuclear talks paused, Iran being Persia in Ezekiel 38. And linked up for March 14th is first of all a fragmenting international order, followed by will the United Nations be another casualty of Putin's war? The United Nations being, in my opinion, the great horn of the he-goat of Daniel chapter 8 that must first be broken before the four notable ones can replace it, which are the four beasts of Daniel chapter 7 that make up the one world political system that won't come into being until the woe of the fifth trumpet. And finally, three challenging scenarios for Turkey and Libya, which again will become part of the bear of Daniel chapter 7 when the so-called New World Order emerges, and linked up from March 15th is first of all Russian invasion tests international order will remake the world, and then last of all Iran's cooperation with Russia sanction proof as the Ezekiel 38 Confederacy continues to formulate. And linked up for March 16th, 2022 is first of all is the United Nations a failure, followed by a major shift from the unipolar world, which is obviously more multipolarist propaganda, and finally NATO moves ahead with military drills in Europe. And moving on to March 17th is first of all the UN is in danger of becoming irrelevant, followed by the hypocrisy of the current unipolar order, and then multipolarist propaganda via Newsweek, which is an article titled The End of the Unipolar Moment. And finally, linked up for March 18th, 2022 is first of all Lavrov, who is the current Russian foreign minister, vows to cut ties with the West and says the Americans want a unipolar world order, followed by India and the crossfire of the two warring factions, as nation continues to rise against nation, meaning the goat fig nation within the shadow government thereof, which is symbolized by the he-goat in Daniel chapter 8, up until its great horn, which is in my opinion the United Nations, gets broken, after which the so-called New World Order comes into being when Satan and his angels get cast to earth, and the he-goat of Daniel chapter 8 becomes the leopard of Daniel chapter 7, which is also when the Ezekiel 38 Confederacy becomes the bear of Daniel chapter 7, with the lion being the Christian nations up until right after the deadly wound at the woe of the sixth trumpet, when Satan appears as the Antichrist and the Christian nations become non-Christian nations also when they worship Satan instead of the true Christ, who won't return at all until the woe of the seventh trumpet. And as the true Christ says in the last verse of Mark chapter 13, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.